Welcome to the Beers with Bands podcast with your host, Michael Torres.
Well, you know, first of all, my name is Michael. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your Saturday, especially the day after a show, to sit down with me and talk about your band for a while.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
I think I saw you guys post around the same time that that Marty started did the little reviews or talking about the tapes, and I was like, okay, one, the songs are sick, and then also you have the Treadmaster Marty stamp of approval. So I was like,
this needs to happen. Little Marty cosign, yeah.
Do you guys have any questions before we get started?
You got any questions?
No.
I'm Jordan, by the way. This is Christian.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I guess my only question to you is, if you're going to be drinking anything on this episode, do you have anything unopened that you want to do the opening crack with me with? You don't have to drink if you don't want to.
Let me see what we got in the fridge.
That's hard side. You think this is still good?
It doesn't go bad, right?
How old does it say it is?
It's fine.
All right, well, I'll drink it.
You just take a sip, you know?
No, I'm
a child. We've had this shit in our fridge for probably 3 years.
I mean, as long as it stayed cold, it should be kind of okay, right?
Yeah, I think we'll see what happens. I got a little winter cranberry spiced Sprite, so I'll drink that.
What do you think this is?
For the opening crack, I got a good old hams. Can't go wrong.
Hams, classic.
Okay. Classic. Yeah.
We'll crack these beers. I'll count us down, we'll crack them, and then I'll do the little intro, bring the two of you in, and we'll just see where this goes.
All right, sounds good.
All right, in 3, 2, 1.
Hello. This is really
supporting a healthy fear of death, but for how long I wanted it.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Beers with Bands. This week, I'm sitting down with the band Dead Pets. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. We're chilling.
Cracking open.
For people that aren't aware, Dead Pets, you guys are like an emo punk band from Rochester, New York. At the time of this recording, you recently just put out your debut EP, I think back in October, late October, if I'm correct.
Yeah, on Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. on Halloween, on Acrobatic State Unstable, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But before we get too far, can you kind of go around and say who you are and what you do in Dead Pets?
Yeah. So I'm Jordan. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Christian Ortiz.
Yes.
I'm the drummer / vocals / producer. No, I'm just kidding.
It's true.
I play drum and vocals.
He's kidding, but it's true.
And then I think we are missing someone, right?
So we have our friend Quincy. He plays bass, and then we're now a four piece as of a couple weeks ago. So nice. We got our friend Kyle playing leads.
Hell yeah. Well, like I normally say for the members that aren't here, this is where we kind of pour one out in their honor. By pour one out, I just mean we have a drink in their honor. So,
Kyle, Quincy,
rest in peace. They're dead. We killed them. We killed them.
I mean, this has been, the past few months have been a lot of firsts for you guys. Obviously, you know, debut EP comes out on Halloween, and then literally at the time of this recording, the day before we were recording this, you played your first show as Dead Pets. You know, so not a lot of people really probably know that much lore or anything behind you guys. So I kind of want to start at the beginning with you is, like, how did Dead Pets form and get to where you guys are now?
Yeah, so let's see. It's been a very long process. It's kind of insane. So I've been, me and Christian playing Cali Cousins, so we've been jamming together for like 10 plus years. So it just made sense to kind of continue jamming. But this band has gone through like several lineup changes before we even, you know, recorded our first EP or played our first show. I've been wanting to do something like this for a while because I love, like, you know, like catchier, more like pop punk emo vein stuff. So I wanted, you know, an opportunity to write catchier songs and stuff. So we started doing stuff over quarantine and stuff, I guess like 2020. And that was that, or I guess shortly after that, like after things started to settle down a little, we started jamming some of these songs. Originally, his brother, who plays drums in Cali Cousins, was playing drums on this. And then he got kind of busy, so Christian stepped in. And then we've been jamming with Quincy for a while now, but we kind of had two other guitarists that we were jamming with before Kyle finally stepped in a couple weeks ago. He stepped up. Kyle.
Not the stepdad, but he's the dad who stepped up.
Yeah, so it's been a long time coming, but I don't know. It's been fun so far, and hopefully we can kind of just keep it going, you know?
Yeah. That's awesome that everyone, you know, stepped up to kind of get this idea to fruition. I mean, starting in 2020, I mean, pandemic years are hard to count anyways, but, you know, between then to October 2023, you're looking at like 3.5 years of prep, you know, figuring out a lineup and getting this to where it needs to be to release this EP, which, if I haven't mentioned the name, it's called Such Sights to Show You. Try saying that 5 times fast. I don't think you can. But, like, how did it feel to finally, you know, hit Halloween and have this out and be like, okay, we finally accomplished, like, goal one. We have this ready.
It felt good. Yeah, I mean, well, it's always like, I feel like anytime you release something, it's like, all right, we can move on now. And it's like, not that, like, not in a negative way, but it's just like, it takes so long sometimes to get shit going. And so it's like, yeah, it's like, okay, this is good. People can listen to it. Now let's move on. So that's not in like a negative way, but
let's move on. This shit's beat.
Yeah, I'm out. On to the next.
That makes total sense because, like, everyone, especially the first project, it takes forever to kind of get it going to where it needs to be. And by the time, like, you're usually done with, like, post-production stuff, you're already, your mind's like, okay, this stuff's done. I'm ready to, already starting to write, like, the next stuff. But we still have to push and promote this and get through this whole release cycle before we can even start talking about anything else.
Yeah, but it feels good. Because it's been so long coming, I feel like we have, like, I mean, we have pretty much like the songs for LP1, not ready to go, but like written. So to finally have something out there in the world that, like, you know, people can finally actually listen to. It does feel good. It feels good. It's always one of those things where you're not sure what to expect when it does come out. You know, you get your hopes up about certain things and then, like, it doesn't quite play out that way. So there's always little disappointments, but I feel like overall, you know, we're on the right track. I'm feeling good about it.
That's good. It's a great EP for people that might not have checked it out. Please go do so. You know, it's a nice little four song EP. It does really well of hooking you in and really wanting more. Because I know like once Hellraiser Home Alone ends, I'm like, okay, like I'm ready for the next thing, the next track. You know, so I just kept like replaying it all today, but it showcases perfectly what Dead Pets is and what we can expect. I feel like.
Oh yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, we're trying to do like, you know, the short, catchy song kind of thing. Because I'm like a huge Joyce Manor fan and stuff like that. So short, catchy songs that's my shit. So we're trying. I think the EP is only like 10 minutes long or something. So
yeah, right around there. Which, you know, is totally fine. I've been listening to a lot of like LPs lately that, you know, are hitting that like 35, 40 minute mark. So it was kind of, as much as I wanted more, I was also okay of like, okay, this is only like 10 minutes. I'm not like diving all the way into something right away.
Right.
Not a big commitment.
Yeah.
But I definitely,
no commitment.
But I'm definitely ready for that, like the back six or like back nine for an LP. Like, I'm so ready.
Thank you.
One thing, like I kind of did already mention Hellraiser Home Alone. I just want to commend you for the route of, instead of saying, you know, like between hell and home, or saying like the normal phrase that like everyone knows, saying from Hellraiser to Home Alone, like just adding that little extra in there, like I thought was hilarious.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that's what you were going for. I thought you just fucked up those movies heavy.
Well, you know, they are good movies.
That's funny.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And I'm like,
appreciate that too.
I'm a bit of a lyric head myself, so anytime anyone like has anything to say that they like appreciate about something that I wrote, I really appreciate it.
What does between hell and home mean for the fans? And me.
I mean, you know,
being like a rock like in a hard place.
Is that like you're on your way, you know? You're kind of taking steps in the right direction, kind of thing, I guess. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah. Yeah. Because
from hell to home.
Oh. So.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Are there any other lyrics that kind of like, you know, as he's writing them, that kind of surprise you or that take you for a loop right away?
I don't know. His lyrics always, they just took me for a loop just now. I don't know. Well, I like Jordan's lyrics a lot. I feel like that. Well, even just hearing that connection is just like, yeah, he's on to something. I feel like, yeah, he's always got some nice lines. I don't know what I'm saying. But yeah. No, yeah. The lyrics are good. I don't know. What's the fast one called? I don't even know.
I wanted to leave.
Oh yeah. No, like that like chorus. I remember when we first got that song down and he like first showed me, I was like, those are some good ass lyrics. I don't know.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
I caught myself on the on this. Angry Orchard is gonna get sued.
Wow.
I'm bleeding out. Is there gonna be video for this or is it just audio?
Yeah.
No, okay. I'm bleeding out. That's great. But yeah, I don't know. Just you know, just conversing here, but I feel like for Cali Cousins, like we both like switch off singing and writing lyrics for that. And it's interesting that we both have such like a different approach. Cause for me, like anytime I have like free time, specifically at work, I'm like a building sub at a high school. So sometimes I'll have periods off and I'll just like, you know, just try and write lyrics for like, you know, 45 minutes or whatever. So I have like notebooks of lyrics. And then usually if I'm like writing a song, I'll go through and see what fits and kind of like try and put the pieces together like a puzzle. Whereas like Christian, I don't know if you want to explain.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, say, okay, like, obviously this isn't Dead Pets, but we have a bunch of new Cali Cousins songs written too. And I feel like you have all their lyrics written already for those songs, and I don't. But I usually just, like, well, I don't, like, like, it's not, like, a freestyle thing, but usually, like, once, like, yeah, I just freestyle on the mic. Usually it's, like, once I just, like, okay, I'm going to address this song now and then write the lyrics right now. I just haven't gotten to it yet, but usually, yeah, usually, I don't know. But like then, you need to hear like, over time a little, but.
Like, are you saying, like, you kind of need to hear, like, the instrumentals first to kind of get a feel for everything, whereas, like, Jordan's just piecing things together from over time, and then we'll fit it in later?
Yeah, maybe, like, partially that, and then, like, I also try and, like, hear, say, like, there is a song that I'm working on vocals on, and it's like, I have to get the melody in my head, and then I piece the words to the melody that's in my head. So that's usually sometimes what's going on. If it's more of like a melodic song, that like that, you know. But yeah, I'm also lazy.
Lazy ass.
Yeah.
Jordan, are there ever times when, like, you know, you're subbing and then you just get done, like, coming up with, like, what you think is like a fire like lyric or verse, and then like kids come in for class and you're just like, these kids don't even know what's in this notebook right now. The heat that could come
forward. I'm like, hey, good morning, y'all. You have no idea what I was just doing in here. Spit this 8-bar to y'all. You don't even know who I am. Oh yeah. Big time. I think I tweeted something like maybe like a month ago after like Cali Cousins got back from a tour, and it was like Hannah Montana, and it was like me after like being on tour for 3 weeks and coming back to a job where no one knows I'm in a band. And like, I pray to God no one ever knows. That would be my worst nightmare.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Like, there's been times where I've let it slip at work that I like run this podcast, and they're like, oh, what is it? I'm like, don't even worry about it. Like, don't, please don't check it out at
it's all. Good.
Yeah. No, there's some, my coworkers know that I'm in bands. And then like, for, I have one coworker who will just like tell customers that I'm in bands. It's like, so now there's like two customers. That like I'll email and text about like shows, and like one of them came to one of our like a Cali Cousins show once. It's just funny. Yeah, it's a funny. It's just funny. I kind of wish it wasn't a thing, but it's also like I'm with it. I'm a man of the people.
Yeah, I did let it slip at work. I don't think any of the kids know, but there's like a few women that work like in the office that know, and like they'll be like, man, it's been a hard week. You got to play a show soon so we can all go out to the bar. And, and it's just like, oh God,
please don't. No, please don't. I'm going to text them for you.
Yeah, I think I have like someone else that's been on the podcast. They're like a college like lit teacher, and like he looks like he's in a band or like a musician. Like he's like tatted up and all that stuff, and he doesn't tell it. Like they realize it, but he doesn't tell them like what project he's in or anything until maybe like the last day of class. So like sometimes I think he said that like sometimes they'll try and find him, and I mean, he's a rapper here in the Twin Cities, and they'll like try and find him, and he's like, no, don't fuck with that. Yeah, like, just wait till after. Like, I don't need that right now.
Yeah.
But jumping back into this EP, like I said, it's four songs. It takes you for this nice little ride with one of the songs, actually the first track on this EP, Slow Blinking. You actually released a music video for it, and for people that might not have checked it out, there's not, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, there's not really like a full like storyline. It's like just, different shots of like you guys having fun doing whatever, mixed with, knives and just there's cats and there's this whole amalgamation of stuff. Like, how did that idea come to fruition for this music video?
He's the video producer.
Yeah. He's the music producer. I'm the video producer.
So I've always just loved making videos, like ever since I was a kid. So like once we started playing in bands, it's like, all right, let's make some music videos. For this one in particular, it started out as I was just like, we need a music video. Like, we don't need one, but like, it's helpful to have a music video. Let me just do something quick. So like I just started bringing it's actually a camera that like someone did like a curb alert on Craigslist and my mom and I like went to see, like what they had, and they had like this little mini DV camera. So like it shoots on like those tiny little cassette tapes. And I had not used it, and I finally busted it out, and I was like, all right, I'm just gonna shoot a bunch of random stuff and just splice it together, with no real rhyme or reason, just to have like, something nice to look at. And then I was kind of like, I did want to have sort of like a horror movie aspect to this band. Like Such Sights to Show You is like a quote from Hellraiser. So that's where that came from. So it kind of morphed into this idea where I guess the premise is that the person that's like shooting the video, which is me, kind of has like a bit of like a mental break and kills his cat and his best friend. So that's kind of the premise for me. And yeah, it just kind of came together. I'm trying to think, like, yeah, I
Yeah,
don't
he
know.
put the la that last scene where I get pushed in the snow, he busted my knee. For like
Yeah.
Little tidbit, a little editor's note.
He was a real trooper about it though. We only had one shot to get it right,
I was method acting like the whole week for
Yeah. So it's like kind of like a little found footage kind of thing, where I feel like in all my music videos, because there's like a bunch of Cali Cousins ones, in almost every single one, someone dies. I don't know why. It's just like that's like the most interesting thing that could happen, right? Like someone dies. So
dramatic.
it's dramatic. Yeah. I got a flair for the dramatics.
Yeah, this music video definitely feels like one that you're in like an abandoned house and you find like a cassette and you like pop it in and it's just like some guy's like self homemade video of like, yeah, like killing his cat and his best friend type of deal.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Definitely knowing the backstory now like it all clicked because it got to a point there where like when the knives first started coming out, I was like, what is happening right
Yeah.
now?
I thought we were just having a good time. No.
This took a turn hard, but are we any possibility that we're gonna see any other music videos for any of the other tracks on this?
Probably not. I feel like at this point we're kind of looking ahead towards like demoing LP1, and I'll probably try and do like at least one music video. I'd like to do two, just because I don't know, I love making music videos, and it's just, it's fun, and I think it adds to everything. And I kind of like, I don't know, being able to tell people that, you know, like, we do all the stuff ourselves, which is nice. So there will definitely be more music videos, but probably not for any of the EP songs.
Totally understandable. Well, I'm stoked to see who gets killed next in whatever next music video you do in that route. One other cool thing that Dead Pets finally got to, you know, check off is, you know, your first show just happened. I don't think we've talked about it. I know I'd mentioned it. I don't remember if I talked about it. I'm about to lose my train of thought on that.
No, yeah, you did mention it, but we haven't gotten into it at all.
That's good. Yeah, your first show was last night. As you know, Dead Pets' first show. Obviously, you guys played before. Cali Cousins has done a lot, touring, all that fun stuff. But how did it feel to be able to play the Dead Pets' first show? Because I know, like, you been tweeting about it, hyping it up, getting ready for it, and that milestone finally is here.
Yeah, I've been talking a lot. You understand?
it was fun. No, I'm just kidding. No, well, okay, because I usually play guitar in Cali Cousins, but I play drums, and I was a little nervous because drums is way more like, if you fuck up, it's way more noticeable, and like everyone's following you, so I was pretty nervous, but at the same time, I was excited. Just because, you know, shows are fun. But I think it went pretty well. It's just, yeah. Now I'm like having played that show, it's just like, I gotta physically prepare for more shows. Cause it's like, awesome. Like, I'm like, you know, you gotta hit hard when you're playing drums. But by the end of the set, I felt like a noodle. So, but anyways, it was still dope to finally play a show, especially as a 4-piece. So nice, I think.
Yeah, it was less stressful than I thought it would be, because I usually play bass in Cali Cousins, and you know, it's, I'm just so used to it that like playing guitar is like strange. I mean, like, I play guitar, but not like standing in front of like a crowd of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think I fucked up a lot less than I anticipated. I was able to move around a little bit more than I thought I would be able to. So that was good. And it was just straight up fun.
Just good fucking
fun. Yeah. We played with two other Rochester bands, Therapy Gun and Broadsword. They both rule. And it was just like it was kind of a nice throwback, because afterwards, ooh. So after the show, Christian hooked it up with a Burger King coupon.
Yeah,
crazy, yeah. Deal.
The Dead Pets family deal. 3 Whoppers, 3 cheeseburgers, 3 medium fries, $17.49.
Damn.
That's not a good bad. Deal.
Yeah.
I feel like you're like, just 3 Whoppers alone, probably at least $15, right? It's got to be.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah.
Because, like, I normally do, like, the Bacon King, and I'll get, like, a medium. And that alone is, like, if I do a meal with that, that's $15-$17 right there. It's crazy. I
gotta get you some of these economy? Coupons.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll send you my last. I got 2 of these coupons. I'll send you the last one. But, yeah. No, it was nice just, yeah, because we haven't played a show in a while in general. So, it was nice. Chilling outside of BK. Nice out. It was like 50 degrees out. Usually it's like 20 or 30 degrees here in Rochester around this time. So we're chilling, eating some Burger King outside after the gig.
Yeah. It just made me want to play more shows. So we're going to start planning our 2024. I was just texting the group chat about planning some weekenders and maybe like a, you know, some shorter tours and stuff. So hopefully we'll get that going.
Hell yeah. Well, hopefully 2024 treats you guys well, and everyone gets to see you, you know, at least for sure if you're doing weekenders in like the tri-state area. But maybe we'll get to see y'all come towards the Midwest at some point. But you never know.
Yeah, we definitely want to. So we're going to do whatever we can.
Hell yeah. Well, that's awesome that, you know, you guys got to at least check off like the first show, and that, you know, just the sound, like the hearing like the show went well, and then you got to all hang out together and, you know, get food, and it wasn't like cold as shit out, and just it, like those moments that like I miss being with my friends doing that shit, like that's such a good like iconic moment that you're just gonna remember for forever. One of those great moments.
Yeah, for real. I like. Yeah. I was smiling on the way home. I was just like, damn, this is a good night. It's a serious throwback, because you know, the older you get, the harder it is to make those things happen. So yeah,
right. So I mean, before we start to transition, I want to make sure I didn't like miss anything with this EP. You know, like it's a solid EP. I know we've kind of talked about like Slow Blinking a little bit, Hellraiser, Home Alone. I think Christian brought up I Wanted to Leave when we were talking about like the Fast One. I know it's only four songs, but if someone's listening and like, what song should I listen to first to kind of get into Dead Pets? Like, which one would each of you like suggest that they listen to first to get a feel for what the band is?
I have a feeling we're probably going to say the same thing. So I'm going to count to three and we're both going to say it. You ready? One.
Okay.
Two. Three. Slow Blinking.
Yeah. I mean,
that's it. So. I feel like that one's just like very catchy and just
still kind of intense.
Yeah. Catchy, somewhat intense.
I go hard on drums.
Christian goes hard as fuck on drums. Yeah, probably that one. I feel like there's a lot more like that coming up on whatever we release next. So, yeah, that'd probably be the one.
For everyone listening, they are all sick. And if you're, you know, looking to get the physical format, there are tapes out on Acrobatic Unstable's site. We'll talk links in a little bit. But I love the color. Did you guys have any like input with the color scheme that they ended up coming out with? Because I think it's like that glittery gold, which I feel like fits the album artwork perfectly.
Yeah.
Did you have any input with the color that it was going to be?
Yeah. So I designed like all the cassette art, and then Marty and I were just talking about like which colors, and we did it through like duplication.ca. So I spent like, you know, one of my free periods at work looking through like the tape colors, and I think I sent like three options, and Marty was like really down with that glitter one. So, and I think it looks dope. So yeah. Yeah, that was all me.
But yeah, I love that one. Like we kind of mentioned before we fully started recording, like, you know, when Marty did the whole like check out this album with me, and you know, he showed the tape and like kind of played the couple songs, I think by then we might have been following each other just briefly already by then, but I can't fully remember. But I mean, I loved how the tape looked, and then I went and, you know, fully like listened to the album, and I was like, okay, like this is sick. I need to hit these guys up and see what's going on.
Oh yeah. Well, thank you for doing that. And I also, I appreciate that the art made you want to listen to it. That's a cool concept to me. Yeah.
But you guys are killing it. The EP sounds great. Before we start transition, is there, I know we've kind of, you know, jumped around. We talked music video, we talked EP, we talked kind of like forming, but is there anything that we might not have hit about Dead Pets that you want the people to know about?
You got anything? I just want to go on record saying Christian is the perfect mix of Travis Barker and Trey Cool. He kind of looks like them too.
He kind of looks like Trey Cool, right? And Travis Barker.
I see it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's uncanny.
Physique, the style, and everything. Yeah.
He's gonna start his own clothing brand.
I should. That'd be dope.
That's, yeah, it though. That's it. That's all.
Okay. Well, everyone go listen to the EP, and you know, jam it up, get those numbers up, and be ready for everything else coming out in 2024. Possible shows, possible LP, new EP. Just be ready for whatever comes out. I know I want to be looking forward to whatever comes out next. So, but as we start to transition, this is obviously Beers with Bands. Like I normally say, you don't have to be drinking on these episodes because I'll definitely do that for you. But I know you both have some beverages in front of you. What are you drinking on this fine Saturday afternoon?
Got this. How old is this? At least 3 years old. 3 year old Andrew Archer finally busted out. Thank you for giving us a reason to bust it out. I killed it already. It tastes fine, but if I'm dead tomorrow, don't drink 3 year old Angry Orchard.
Facts. And I'm rocking with the limited edition winter Sprite. Winter spiced cranberry Sprite.
Okay. Hell yeah.
It's delicious. It's also gone.
Yeah.
I started the episode with the good old Hams. But now I've transitioned to the more superior Pabst Blue Ribbon because that's how I roll. but, you know, typical show night for Dead Pets or Cali Cousins. Are you guys, you know, just getting, if you guys do drink during the shows, are you guys just doing the cheap dollar drafts, or is there a certain beer or beverage that you normally go with?
You don't honestly usually drink. Okay, I will say my brother loves some Genesee. Okay, Genesee's from Rochester. And he loves some Genesee Ruby Kolsch or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what he would be drinking.
It's like a grapefruit beer.
Yeah.
I've tried it. It's pretty good.
But yeah. Yeah, usually if we get drink tickets at shows and if we can't get energy drinks or something, we just give the drink tickets to my brother. We give it to him.
Yeah. I don't drink at all, really. Christian drinks, like, on very rare occasions.
Honestly, I might catch some flack for... I'm just not a big beer guy, you know?
That's fair.
Okay, if they had some fine wine or something, had some gigs, and I didn't have to drive, I would drink a little guy.
A fine wine.
This one, fine as wine. Yeah, this one goes out to all the punk venues. Make sure you have the finest wines on hand next time these guys are coming through.
I'm talking vintage at 1970 or 80. I don't know how that works, but...
Do you want them to... So you know how, like, normally when someone asks for, like, the beer, they'll just, like, come out, like, pop the tab and just, like, slide it over. When you ask for a wine, I feel like they need to, like, at least, like, get in the headspace of, like, okay, we're grabbing a fine wine. And then, like, grab, like, the towel, like, the small and then come out and be like, yeah.
I want the full torpedo butler getting my fine wine. I don't play that bartender shit. Okay? No, I'll take it. Or if you want to pop open one. If it's free, I can't complain. But if I'm paying for it, I want the butler.
Well, hopefully some venues will listen to this and, you know, get some fine wine. If you guys are ever coming to Minneapolis, I'll make sure to have some on deck for you guys. But now we're going to kind of transition to the later half of the episode, which is always my favorite part of the episode, and the whole reason that these episodes actually exist. This is where we kind of talk about some fun stories from you guys' time in music, whether it's shows, tours, time recording. As I normally say, they can be anything horrendous to tremendous or any adjective in between. The way I like to think about it is, think about the stories you guys always reminisce about with your friends. Those are usually the best stories that most people want to hear.
All right. Can we just jump right into it?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Do you have something in mind? I was thinking Skatopia.
Skatopia. You can go to Skatopia. We'll start with Skatopia.
All right, so we haven't done much. I mean, we just played our first show with Dead Pets, so like most of our stories are going to be Cali Cousins based, or
which is totally fine.
Yeah.
But I don't even know when this was. It's probably like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe. At this point, maybe roughly 2017,
18.
Yeah, maybe like 2017, 2018. We watched a documentary about Skatopia. Are you familiar with this at all?
Yeah, because it's for people that might not be, Skatopia is in like, I want to say Ohio, like bumfuck nowhere, Ohio, and it's just this guy's like plot of land that he does like crazy skate park. Like there's a whole skate park, and then just like craziness always happens.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it was also featured.
Craziness.
Yeah, I think it was also featured in one of Tony Hawk's like games too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a level in one of the Tony Hawk games. We watched like a documentary about it, and like they kept talking about like Bowl Bash, which is like a big like festival like that they were doing every year. I don't know if they still do it. And we were literally, it was probably like 2 a.m. We like had just finished this documentary. We were just talking about it, and we were like, I wonder if like we could play that.
This was in 2017.
2017, confirmed. So I forget exactly how it happened, but we just found like a Facebook page for Bowl Bash 2017, and they were pretty much just letting whoever asked play. So like we messaged the dude and we're like, hey, can we play? And he was like, yep, come through. So we planned like a whole tour around it. We got there, it was just immediately like strange vibes. There was there was a stand selling like Confederate flags and like thin blue line flags and stuff like that. Like just not what you would expect from like an anarcho like punk skate like commune kind of place.
Right.
So
we also went with our friend Eli. Our friend Eli drove separately and met us there and was hanging with us.
Yeah. And so night one, we're kind of just hanging out, like kind of getting our bearings, seeing what was going on. There was no organization whatsoever. It was just like, if you want to play, just grab your shit and like load onto the stage and play. So we were kind of, and we could decide whether to play that night or the next night or like during the day the next day. So we were just like, all right, let's just wait till tomorrow and just hang out for tonight. So right off the bat, within like the first maybe like hour and a half there, someone had some sort of like stroke or seizure, and like it's just like a bunch of people like crowding around him, like no one really taking charge or like really helping him, and like just a bunch of like weirdos like trying to like, you know, figure out what they should do. We just assumed it would get shut down and stuff because there was like, I don't know, people were doing drugs. People were saying like the reason that that happened to that dude is because he was like, I don't know, like some sort of hard drugs kind of situation. So like an ambulance had to come in and like the cops came with it and stuff. And we were just like, oh shit, like they're going to shut this down. They just took the guy and left. Like no big deal, I guess. Night just went on like normal. It was like a whole like sleep wherever you can type situation. So we just, where did we sleep?
We slept in like
just next to a half pipe in some like,
we
just slept next to some like half pipe in like one of the buildings they had there. I guess so. There's just so much that happened. Like I want to just get to the point, but like essentially like just imagine like no rules. Also it was raining super hard like when we first got in, so I remember like someone's trucks, like brand new truck, like slid down this like little hill in like into these trees, and they were trying to like get it out, and it was like on top of like a bent little tree, and then they ended up having to get the tractor and they pulled it out, and the truck was just fucked after it got out. There's just like a huge bonfire. They were burning like a car.
Someone had there were flamethrowers. People had flamethrowers. People had
flamethrowers. it was just like, I have like a bunch of video that I meant to like make like a little like music video out of, but I never did. Maybe I should do that.
Yeah.
But it was just like insane. You know, like people were just throwing fireworks just like into the fire and stuff and just letting them shoot off wherever they wanted and shit like that. So like it was like that all day. I remember there was like a skate competition where like the prize was like a lap dance from like some girl that was just like there or whatever. It was like, it was just so strange and like just no rules whatsoever. But like the main meat of the story is that so on the second day we actually had like a spot scheduled to play. Like they actually like had a schedule. We saw it. We were scheduled to play at like, I don't know, 10 PM or something like that. It was at the top of like this muddy hill, but they had like a legit stage. It was all being ran on a generator and like it had been running all day. It was good to go. We loaded all our gear because you can't drive up the hill. So like we like lugged all of our gear up this muddy ass hill. We were waiting behind the stage to play. And then like some band did it like a surprise set. And was just like, they were like homies with the band that was supposed to play before us. So that band played. And then this surprise band just hopped on and like essentially played when we were supposed to be loading on. And then like at the end of that surprise set, the generator died and there was no one around to like address this situation. So it was like us and maybe like three or four other bands that were still scheduled to go. Like we're kind of looking for someone to like fix this problem or tell us where we could play. This went on till like, I don't even know, midnight or one.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Like midnight or 1 a.m. probably. And then finally we were just like, this is bullshit. Like, whatever. We're not going to play. Like, I guess this isn't happening for us. So like, I think they ended up getting it figured out at like 2 a.m. or something. And like one or maybe two of the bands that like still were scheduled to play, like, played anyways, but at that point we were just like so defeated. We were just like, whatever. Like, I'm
tired. It's such a tiring experience.
Yeah. But like by that stage and stuff, they had like a raging bonfire the whole night. People were throwing fireworks in. Things with the flamethrowers posted up. It was an experience, like a serious experience. And then in the morning, our friend Eli, he slept in his car. And we slept like inside one of the buildings or something, and supposedly on the way out, like it's free to go to this, but mm-hmm. if you want to leave, they try and like hit you up for like whatever you'll give them on the way out. Like they put up like a checkpoint, and they try and like shake you down for whatever you're willing to give them. So Eli wanted to leave before he had to deal with that, so he left a note on he left a note on our windshield that just said, "I got the fuck out." And he was just gone by the time we got up. So jeez. That was probably,
I think that's the craziest experience we've had as a band.
Yeah, that has to be like craziest.
Like I was pretty like it was fucking agonizing, but still like I'm still down to roll with the punches, and it's kind of funny to me. My brother was miserable that whole fucking time. My brother, like, we'll make jokes about playing Skatetopia again, and he'll be like, hell fucking no, like, I'm not going. Which I don't really blame him.
Yeah, but it was an experience. I would do it again just for the experience, yeah. Honestly. It was like a whole nother world.
It's character development.
Yeah for sure. I feel like there was a tour that happened this year that I looked at someone's schedule and they were playing Skatetopia, but I also like when I saw it on there, I was like, damn, I haven't heard that name in so long, because obviously, you know, like that doc came out, and then I feel like really around like, you know, maybe 2015 to 2017, everyone fully knew about Skatetopia,
yeah,
and how crazy it was. But I haven't heard about like anything happening. I hadn't heard it since then, and like I don't know if it's still as crazy as it used to be. I would hope that maybe it still is, but kind of.
Yeah, I hope everyone is going yeah. through the same trials and tribulations.
Yeah, because
that's the whole point.
But man, yeah, I couldn't imagine dealing with all of that in the chaos. Like, I commend you guys for making it through and being better people for it.
Yeah,
it was still pretty fun, honestly.
Yeah, I still had a good time, even though, like, it was so defeating and so tiring and, like, honestly miserable. But, like, you're just there and you're like, damn, there's a lot going on right now. Like, I'll just take it all in.
Yeah. As far as really good things, I don't know. We should talk about a good thing that happened, right? I don't know.
Sure, what you got?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I guess we went on a tour with P Daddy at like the beginning of 2022. That was good.
That was good.
But I just remember us playing New York City. We played Music Hall for Williamsburg. It was fucking packed. Like, I feel like the whole place was full even when we played. I feel like that was crazy.
Yeah, that was probably the best. That was probably like the best show we've ever played, just in general, because like it was sold out. We were like, you know, it was the last day of tour with like a bunch of like homies. And then that was like, we had like a couple moments during that tour where, you know, like people were into it or moving around, you know, like crowd surfing, stuff like that. But like, for that show, like, we were like, hey, no one's stage dope for us yet, and like, you know, we kind of want that, so, you know, do your thing. And I feel like a bunch of people like were stage diving and stuff, and
yeah, it was honestly distracting. Like, by the way, I was like, oh shit, this dude just ran in front of me. I remember like fucking up a few times because I was just like, whoa, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah,
do we have any other like crazy stuff?
I think on the same tour we stayed with like a friend in like Kentucky, the dog story with Bopple. This is just funny. Is it funny? I don't know. Anyway,
I think it's funny.
Shout out my brother. So we stayed with this dude and he's like specifically like, hey, like, do whatever, just don't like, make sure you watch out for my dog, don't let my dog out of my like house. It's we're like leaving, getting in our van, and my brother lets out this dog by mistake. And the dog gets out. And it's not really a big deal. Like, the dude was like kind of chill about it. But it's one of the, you probably had to be there because it was one of those things where it's like the dude was chill. My brother was like really upset and like kind of like felt bad and was probably just like, like, just felt really bad, and, like, you know, he was just in the car in a bad mood because we were all just kind of like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, like, you had one job kind of thing. Like, we weren't necessarily, like, we weren't pissed at him or anything, but it was just like, dude, like, come on. Like,
but, yeah. But
step up and go find this dog.
It was fine, though. We got the dog and the dude was chill about it, but I just felt, it was like this duality of my brother being kind of like low-key upset, and I'm like behind the van, like dying, like in laughter.
Yeah, like we don't want to laugh in his face, but it was just such a ridiculous situation, and the way he was handling it was just so funny. Like obviously, like I've been in situations like that too, where you're just like, oh god, I fucked up. Like, just leave me alone. But like,
I think about that a lot. Kind of hilarious at his expense, but
yeah. And then for like, for like 2 or 3 hours, and he was just sitting in the back seat, like headphones in, pouting, and did not talk to us until we got to like, I think we went to Waffle House that day, and he finally, you know, finally came out of his funk.
Jeez,
that happens.
Yeah,
we had to be like, it happens, buddy. Okay,
we still love you.
We still love you, buddy.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, because yeah, you're never mad at them. It's more just like, man, you have to give them a little bit of a hard time because they did fuck it up. It's just funnier that way.
Yeah,
because yeah, you could be like, dude, it's whatever, and just like brush it off. But you're on tour. You have to make your funny moments happen.
Yeah, right.
And your entertainment and stuff.
You guys had to be there. We all had to be there.
Yeah. No, yeah, those are always good moments. I remember like the times that we were on tour, like someone would do something dumb and you have to, I mean, it's also like your best friend, so you have to give them that like little like razz or like haze for it. Like you
Yeah,
can't just, you can't let it slide.
no, exactly.
But you know, like I've said, this EP is great, and I really am stoked to see what comes next from Dead Pets. And I always like to leave off on like a high note, depending on, you know, how the stories come. I know Christian brought in some high note stories towards the end, so we're good. Usually it's a lot of like really depressing stories, so like I'm like, oh,
Well,
we
that
have
was
to,
up for
we can't end, yeah, we can't end on that.
grabs. Yeah.
But the question I like to ask is, obviously you guys have been doing Dead Pets for, you know, almost 4 years, 3.5 years, depending on how you look at pandemic time or when you guys did it in 2020. But what would you say is like your favorite moment that you've experienced in Dead Pets so far?
Honestly, the Burger King last night, straight up. That shit was hitting for me so good. Fuck all the songs.
Fuck
It was all
the
for the Burger King meetup after the show. I don't
Yes.
give a fuck about the fans. Talk about playing drums. I just want Burger King after the show.
It's just nice to like get out there, be doing our thing, like finally have it out there in the world, and then tie it up with some Burger King. Damn.
So can we expect a continued tradition of going to Burger King after shows now?
Hopefully, I can still keep getting these coupons.
Yeah.
My coworker gives me these coupons. I'm gonna have to see if she has any more later on. I'm
Okay,
hoping.
that's fair.
Yeah.
So, you know, if anyone's looking for such sites to show you or Dead Pets in general, where can they find it?
Streaming wise, obviously it's up everywhere. You can stream stuff. As for Bandcamp or getting like the tapes, so it's on the Acrobat Unstable Bandcamp. And then if you want a tape, just go to the Acrobat Unstable website. They got them up there. $10. They look really nice.
Instagram.
Yeah.
And then I know, you know, obviously you guys are in Cali Cousins as well, and we've talked a little bit about Cali Cousins. If anyone's looking for Cali Cousins, where can they find that? Because, you know, Cali Cousins also rips. And I feel bad for not realizing you guys were also in Cali Cousins when we started this, so, but that's okay. But Cali Cousins rips. Where can everyone find that? And maybe give a little glimpse as to what 2024 looks like for Cali Cousins.
Where we can yeah, you can also find us everywhere on streaming. Yeah, we're like in a like re a remission period. Well, we're just like writing a lot, so we don't I don't know. Yeah, we're on streaming Bandcamp. I do these corny little TikTok videos now. You can get fucking co-watch us on TikTok or Instagram. But Cali Cousins for 2024. Yeah, we got
We've
some
been
stuff
plotting.
cooking. Yeah,
Yeah.
we have like a lot of songs written. We're trying to do like a EP, another EP. We got an LP too. There's, you know, we just gotta we gotta commit. No, I don't know what I'm saying, but yeah, we have a lot of songs. We have like some touring. Well, we're gonna do a tour in April. We got a tour in
Yeah,
April.
we got a tour in April, a little like 10 or 11 day thing with our friends in the band Fragile, like Life After,
Okay.
Lancaster. And then we have another one in the summer that I'm pretty excited about. Still kind of coming together, but I think we're gonna get like some like fans that are a little bit cooler than us to like, you know, play some of the dates with us.
Heavy
It
hitters.
seems like it's coming together pretty nicely so far. Like Christian said, we'll probably have an EP to like hold us over until we're ready to like release LP3. And then we also have like a split, which is like in the
Yeah.
very like beginning stages of being planned, but we have all the bands lined up. And I'm very excited about it. That's all I can really say right now, but yeah, there's some good bands on it, so we're excited.
Sick. You know, well, depending on where everyone found this episode, whether it was, you know, Facebook, Instagram, X, Threads, or you watched the YouTube version and got to see their lovely faces like I did tonight, make sure you hit the description below, hit the hyperlinks for not only Dead Pets, but Cali Cousins, and be ready for everything that these two have coming in 2024, because it sounds like a whirlwind, and I'm stoked to kind of be visually watching this ride. And you know, everyone, I know this is Dead Pets' episode, so everyone go listen to the Dead Pets EP, go buy a tape.
Cali Cousins.
Cali Cousins, maybe they'll come back. We'll do a Cali Cousins one. I'll work my magic. But, you know, one last big thank you to you guys for taking the time out of your Saturday to sit down with me. I really appreciate it. And
likewise, thank you.
Of course. You know, we'll do another one of these for sure. And, you know, Dead Pets 2024 in parentheses, also Cali Cousins. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you for everyone tuning in, and I'll catch everyone on the next one. See ya.
Bye, guys.
See ya.